In my defense, it was never my intent to write this book. I did not have time, no one asked me to, and several people strongly cautioned against it. Not now. Not with the literal and figurative fires roiling our planet. And certainly not about this. Other Naomi. That's how I refer to her now. This person with whom I have been chronically confused for over a decade. My big-haired doppelganger. A person whom so many others appear to find indistinguishable from me. A person who does many extreme things that cause strangers to chastise me or thank me or express their pity for me. The very fact that I refer to her with any kind of code speaks to the absurdity of my situation. For a quarter of a century, I have been a person who writes about corporate power and its ravages. I sneak into abusive factories in faraway countries and across borders to military occupations. I report in the aftermath of oil spills and Category 5 hurricanes. I write books of big ideas about serious subjects. And yet, in the months and years during which this text came into being, a time when cemeteries ran out of space and billionaires blasted themselves into outer space, everything else that I had to write or might have written appeared only as an unwanted intrusion, a rude interruption. Would I participate in events leading up to a key United Nations climate summit? No, I'm sorry. I'm overcommitted. Comment on the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, the 20th anniversary of 9/11, the Russian invasion of Ukraine? No, no, and no again. In June 2021, as this project began to truly spiral out of my control, a strange new weather event dubbed a heat dome descended on the southern coast of British Columbia, the part of Canada where I now live with my family. The thick air felt like a snarling, invasive entity with malevolent intent. More than 600 people died, most of them elderly. An estimated 10 billion marine creatures were cooked alive on our shores. An entire town went up in flames. It's rare for this out-of-the-way, sparsely populated spot to make international headlines. But the heat dome made us briefly famous.